When a California state legislator invited a group of middle schoolers to propose ideas for legislation, the Living Civics lesson took on a life of its own. The students at Lee Vining Junior High thought up a bill to declare nearby Bodie, California, the state's official ghost town. Bodie is a mere shadow of its once booming past, and it is a preserved shadow. It's a historic state park. Calico, California, is also a ghost town and also a claimant to official ghost town status. The website FamilyGo.com calls it a cute, authentic, restored ghost town that is geared for families, a prelude to Disneyland, lots of history, and not too crowded, it says. Well, joining us to make their cases for these two versions of official ghost town status and official history are Terry Green, history interpreter for the California Bodie State Park. I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you.
And Don Tucker, the marketing director for Calico Ghost Town.
Hi, Robert.
Good to have you here. Now, Ms. Green, first of all, just how barren, desolate, and deserted is Bodie, California?
Well, Bodie is the largest unrestored ghost town in the West. We are not commercial at all, but actually we are in arrested decay.
Arrested decay?
Yes.
And where in California is Bodie exactly?
Bodie is in the Eastern Sierras, 90 miles south of Lake Tahoe.
Mr. Tucker, can you attest that Calico, California is even more abandoned and more derelict than that?
No, I cannot attest to the fact that it's more abandoned and more derelict. It is what we define as a living ghost town. Calico is halfway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. We do have 30 buildings at the ghost town itself. We have a mine, a hard rock mine that you could see where silver was mined. Unlike Bodie, which is kind of down a dirt road, Calico is easily accessible. We're about 3 miles off the Interstate Route 15.
So you're saying even for a ghost town, the three most important things are location, location, and location.
Absolutely.
Terry Green, it sounds as though the folks in Calico, the operation there, is a very different approach to presenting the idea of a ghost town to people today. How do you describe the difference in intent?
We are a ghost town, and that is how we want these people, when they arrive, that they are actually, we believe in self-discovery. We are not commercial at all. The only thing they can get here, nothing to eat and water only to drink.
And in Calico, a little more theater than that, a little more bringing us back into the feel of the old days with people acting the parts?
Yeah, you don't have to pack a lunch to go to Calico Ghost Town. Hmm.
Well, let me ask you both, do a little inventory here of what is or isn't in each town so that people who haven't been to either, like myself, can judge relative degrees of isolation and abandonment here. For example, is there a gas station in Bodie?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. And in Calico, not. Is there a motel with satellite HBO and ESPN in Calico?
No.
In Bodie?
Absolutely not.
And how many people actually, could you say, live in Bodie?
We have 3 full-time rangers that are residents here in Bodie.
And in Calico?
Lucky number 13.
Some would say, you know, the final score of all this, apart from the quality of sort of the PBS versus Disney approach to Ghost Town, is 13-3. I mean, there are just fewer people, it sounds like, in Bodie. It's more abandoned.
Correct.
I think that's purely subjective. It depends upon what sort of experience you're trying to obtain, Robert. If you want to go to a place that you continually have that sense of isolation, certainly go to Bodie. If you want to literally step back into 1881, Calico's the place to be.
Don Tucker, marketing director for Calico Ghost Town, thank you very much for that concluding speech on behalf of Calico. Terry Green, you can now have the last word on behalf of Bodie.
Well, thank you. Yes, when you arrive in Bodie, you realize that life wasn't always easy, that you can step back in time with the dirt streets and the dust. You get the true, authentic feeling, and that's what we are in arrested decay.
Terry Green, history interpreter for the California Bodie State Park. We also heard from Don Tucker of Calico Ghost Town. The bill to decide which ghost town will be the official one for the state of California is on its way to the state Senate.